A Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, just some general fun, some good sports stuff, some good stuff. Talk, you know, keeping you up to date on the Astros, which still scoreless, runner on first for the Yankees in the bottom of the third inning. And there's a two outs now with a runner on second on a fielder's choice. So, and being updated on houston.sportsmap.com every inning. So go check that out and keep up with the game. And we'll let you know what's going on. I had no idea there was a Pussycat Doll scandal.
I didn't either. What is the scandal?
Apparently, just looking at the headlines, Kaia Jones details Pussycat Doll sex abuse.
Oh, no.
She claims it was a prostitution ring.
Like the Pussycat Dolls was a prostitution
yes,
ring?
Yes, that claims top record executive jumped on her in the back of a limo. Wow.
There's a lot more of that than you would have thought. I mean, well, all the Me Toos and things like that, that's running rampant, man.
Well, and I think we've always kind of known this existed, right?
Yeah, I mean, and what I will say is I'm sure there are some people who are maybe overstating what they think is like legit sexual harassment. It may just be like friendly flirtation or whatever. But I'm sure there's also a lot of people whose stories we haven't even heard because they're just not comfortable sharing, you know? And that's like to act like it's not a real thing. I'm not trying to act like it's not a real thing. It's absolutely a real thing, but I mean, there's a lot of people. It's obviously being talked about a lot right now. So,
do you want all the tweets? She went on like a giant rampage on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She says, "Try to silence us, made us stronger. Try to drug us, but we were wide awake. Try to blacklist us, but fans followed. We aren't kids anymore." And then she says, the children you mess with that survived abuse, we are adults now. Are you ready for old ones to fight? Because you are all looking mighty old. My truth, I wasn't in a girl group. I was in a prostitution ring. Oh, and we happened to sing and be famous while everyone we owned made us made the money. How bad was it? People ask. Bad enough that I walked away from my dreams, bandmates, and a $13 million record deal. We knew we were going to number one. I want the den mother from hell to confess why another one of her girl group girls committed suicide. Tell the public how you mentally broke us. To be a part of the team, you must be a team member, meaning sleep with whoever they say. If you don't, they have nothing on you to leverage. Yes, I said leverage, meaning after they turn you out or get you hooked on drugs, they use it against you, correct victimizing the victim again. That's why I have so much respect for our military. I've been through war, but my scars you can't see. At least real war is honest. Why don't we report it? Because we are all abused. I personally have been warned. If I tell, I will. End up dead or no more career. Well, killing you or killing your soul, what's the difference? You do it for the teenagers to go to prison or for less. Will Hollywood?
I don't know much about the Pussycat Dolls, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't either.
So it's like it's that doesn't I mean, it sounds horrible, but it doesn't like have like a personal effect on me because I couldn't name one person in the group or name a song. But I mean, yeah,
it just it doesn't seem like but
the Weinstein stuff that's come out lets you know how serious this is. But, I mean, it is it's rampant.
Yeah, but haven't we always known this? I mean, just watch movies where they do that.
Yeah.
You're not going to make a movie where you say, okay, you got to sleep with me to get a spot in the movie unless you're actually making people sleep with you to get a spot in the movie.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, yes, fiction, I know it's different, but, I mean, those stories came from somewhere, and we've been hearing about this for years.
Yep.
But, like, with the Weinstein stuff, like, how does his wife not know? And if she knows, of course, if she knows, she's going to keep it under wraps because
that's what I'm saying.
He's paying the bills. And her, and I'm assuming the, I guess his brother... You would have to know something, right?
Not necessarily. Some people are really good at keeping
secrets. I don't know. Because like the whole Rose McGowan, Ben Affleck thing where she came out and basically said that when she told Ben Affleck what happened and he said, oh, no, not again. He kind of said that.
Oh, boy.
So Ben kind of had an inkling that something was going on.
Wow. Well. But it's also one of those things where I don't think it's a coincidence that all these women are coming out now.
Well, I think it's one of those things where if one woman is brave enough to speak out, other women, like the Cosby thing.
It is. But it's also
Sandusky thing.
Because most of these women were afraid that if they said something, it would ruin their careers. And at this point, coming out and saying that it happened isn't going to ruin anyone because Harvey Weinstein's the one who's ruined. So now they're coming out and saying it. And I'm not saying that they're making it up. I mean, I'm sure this it's all legit. But I'm saying that they didn't want to say anything because they were worried about how it would affect their careers. And now that Harvey Weinstein doesn't matter anymore to their careers, they feel like they can come out and say it.
Yeah, probably so.
No, I told you guys a long time ago, or I guess it was last week, that John sexually harassed me constantly and made me very uncomfortable, but I just dealt with it because he's management.
713-780-ESPN. Altuve up to lead it off here in the fourth.
I wouldn't have expected 0-0 going into the fourth.
Well, I thought
Lance McCullers and Sonny Gray both less bummy than I thought.
Well, McCullers looks pretty good. So does Gray, but. Holly says their hit song says, loosen up my buttons.
Okay. Well, there you go.
All right. I know nothing about them, I must admit. Is that what that is? Wow, that sounds like I should be facing Mecca.
Hold on. Let me fast forward a little bit.
I see.
I'm also a big believer in whatever you're singing about.
Yeah, that's...
And by the way, my guess
doesn't
is,
make it right.
My guess is the Pussycat Dolls, they're not exactly Lennon and McCartney. I'm guessing they didn't even write those songs. They just got... They're like the, hey, stand in front of the microphone, look pretty, and say these words type of an act would be my guess. But I don't know.
So like they were the Bangles of the 90s.
Maybe that's arguably a fair comparison.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, yeah, with songs, I treat that like I do short stories or fiction or things like that. You know, that you're telling a story.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And sometimes you're just writing bad music too. But, that's, there's image, there's all kinds of stuff. I'm not going to judge them for that. Russian Michael says Carmen Electra was a Pussycat Doll.
Was she really?
I did not know that.
I feel like that was I always thought Carmen Electra was famous long before the Pussycat Dolls even existed.
Yeah. Is that? I don't know.
I think there's a club Pussycat Dolls and a band Pussycat Dolls.
Okay.
She wasn't in the band Pussycat Dolls.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Jose Altuve just struck out. He's a bum. Now that he stopped hitting, they're dead. Pretty good pitch there, too. He just missed it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that that's, I don't know what the connection is there between Carmen Electra.
Yeah, she seems too old for that.
That's what I'm thinking.
What do I know? Hmm. Rachel says, look up Nicole Scherzinger, the lead singer in the music video, the song we just played. She's a fox.
All right.
Well, I will take your word for it. I will look it up. There's an error. That went right through the legs. And one out, Carlos Correa has made it to first.
I guess there were many iterations of the group. Aguilera.
So they were like Menudo?
Yeah, it says that Christina Aguilera, Christina Applegate, and Carmen Electra have been performing in some of these shows.
Okay.
I guess before they went really big.
Yeah, it says they used to be like a burlesque troupe, troupe. And then they formed a recording group in 2003. So.
Okay.
A little bit different.
I guess I need to be more aware of these things.
Yeah.
But, well, sue me. Or sue somebody else. And if you're going to do it, call my man, Lawyer Dave. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Fred. How's it going today?
It's going sportsy. We're just sitting here making fun.
Sportsy indeed.
Yeah, we're making fun.
Hey, Blitzers, let me just add this comment to the fact that these two gentlemen, AJ and Fred, are the two most knowledgeable sportscasters in entire Harris County and probably all of Texas. If you want a straight answer, these are the guys to ask. If you want a straight answer on whether you got a lawsuit, call me, Lawyer Dave, at 713-626-8900.
Yeah, and if you just have a question, right? Basically, maybe you've been in any kind of accident or you need a legal, you have any kind of legal question, you'll help them out, right?
Absolutely. We focus on helping people that have been hurt in accidents, all kinds of accidents. But if a Blitzer calls with just a simple question, legal question, complicated or simple, I should say, give me a holler or hit me up at lawyerdave.com. I'll be glad to help anybody out that needs a helping hand from a lawyer.
And as many accidents as there are in Houston, there's a lot of times where they need you to deal with the insurance companies, right? Especially if you've been hurt.
Yeah, a lot of times people don't know which way to turn, and they don't know how to pay for the medical treatment they need. We answer those questions to the clients directly, and we get them the medical treatment they need, and it doesn't have to cost them any money out of pocket. We offer that assistance.
Yeah, you'll find them a doctor if you need to, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, from orthopedic surgeons, neurologists, all those guys on down to chiropractors. We are glad to find the people in all the locations all over the city to make it convenient for the Blitzers to get to the doctor to get the treatment they need.
And you'll take care of our Beaumont Blitzers too, right?
Oh, by all means. We love the people from Beaumont. They're so honest and open-minded, and they have a lot of accidents out there, and especially on the areas involving unloading and loading ships.
And that I-10 can be tricky too, so... Guys, if you've had any kind of accident, call my man Dave. He's a terrific lawyer. He's going to fight for you. He's a bulldog. He's the man. And it's 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or you can go to lawyerdave.com, Houston-based, and tell you what, he is the man. Dave, appreciate it, man. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Fred. Have a good one.
You too.
From Dave Tepper, Carl Dukes, Julie Takahashi, Jerome Solomon, and Fred Fowler, AJ Hoffman, and John Granato, we celebrate 10 years of sports on FM. Thank you, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
These guys are the best at it.
Ready for football? Not till you get behind the wheel of a Ford F-150.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a good one. We're on to the bottom of the fourth. Still no score. Astros had a runner in scoring position. Bregman up with a 3-0 count. Popped out to right.
Don't swing on 3-0.
Well, Jose Altuve can swing on 3-0 if he wants to.
Barry Bonds can.
I'll even go Carlos Correa can.
Okay.
That's
it?
That's the end of my list right there.
Altuve, Correa, Barry Bonds?
Well, Barry Bonds is not on the team. If he were on the team, I would let him do it.
Okay.
But I bet Barry Bonds could go out and hit 30 homers right now.
I have very little doubt.
Winstrawley could hit 40. Just saying. So, where the hell we want to go here? Because I got a bunch of stuff.
Well, I was curious. I mean, I don't know how much of it. Did you watch the football game as well last night?
Yeah, I did. I was flipping back and forth. And you have two TVs, so I was watching both.
Where are your thoughts on what the AFC South is right now? Because I'll tell you, watching half that game, I was like, man, maybe the Titans are just not that good. But then Marcus Mariota put that team on his back, even though he was hobbled.
Yeah.
And went out and won that game for him last night. And then I was like, man, maybe the Titans are good. And it's – I don't know the hierarchy. And the truth be told, the Colts really aren't that far off of the rest of these teams. They're not as bad as I thought they would be. They're going to get Andrew Luck back. I feel like right now there's no – I mean, you could put those teams in whatever order you wanted and make a decent argument for it.
Yeah, I think there's positives and negatives to all of them, and I think we've seen when they play their best, they can run away and hide from you, and we've also seen all of them have some just dreadful efforts. So I don't know what they are. What I think they are is three very – and I'm not including the Colts in this right now because I think they're a step below them at the moment. Now if they get Andrew Luck back and it's old-school Andrew Luck, it's a different animal. But I think these teams are pretty similar in that if you're Jacksonville, you've got to run the ball, get the lead, not miss field goals, and not put the ball in Bortles' hands. And if you're the Titans, you've got to run the ball, and that opens things up for Mariota. And if you're the Texans at this point, it's kind of the same thing. If you can run the ball and get ahead, if they get ahead of a team, you're probably going to win. I feel that way about the Titans, too. I feel like if they get ahead of you, they'll beat you.
Well, the Titans and the Jags are more – they're better at running back right now. They've got better running games than the Texans do. But I think what the Texans are getting – and the Texans and the Titans are clearly better at quarterback. And then the Texans and the Jags are clearly better defensively. So, each one of these teams you could make an argument for, you know – two out of the three categories you can throw them into, and they all sort of even out.
I think what's going to happen is one of these teams will go on a bit of a run here and take control of the division. I think you're looking at basically three teams that are – they're 3-3 for a reason. They're all 8-8 kind of teams. Somebody will go 9-7 and win the division. And it's there for the Texans. It's there for all three of them, frankly. And things not going well here for the –
for the home nine?
No. There was a runner on first, nobody out, and he should have gone to second, but he did not. So, runner on first, nobody out.
That's not, I mean, I wouldn't say that's going poorly just yet.
Oh, no, it's going poorly.
I wouldn't melt down too much.
They can't hit the ball. It's looking bleak.
All right.
So.
Seems excessive, but okay.
Aaron Judge looks like he's 7'2". He looks like Yao Ming.
He is a giant.
God. Pretty good baseball player. Pretty good. But, this you don't want to get the leadoff guy on in a scoreless game. So
this is not ideal.
Yeah, this is not going well.
But I will say McCullers has pitched better than I thought he would.
Yeah, he's dealing, man.
Yeah, so maybe – and when I said I would have pitched him if the Astros were up 3-0, the reason I would have pitched him is to see if you had something for the World Series. And now it looks like, well – I mean, barring some tragedy coming up here, it looks like you do. You got something here.
Well, are we making this World Series kind of a foregone conclusion? And I don't know that we should be doing that.
Probably fair.
I mean, the Yankees are I mean, the
they're alive and well. They're playing really good baseball right now.
They are.
Even the two games they lost, they got good pitching.
Yeah, they were right there.
Yeah. So if they win today, you're evened up. Now, what they do have, what the Astros do have going for them is they've still got another Keuchel and another Verlander start.
Yeah.
So, and the Yankees don't have that. But, yeah,
I
what's your confidence level at right now?
4%.
4%? No. You were 100% before the series started. Yeah.
Well, it's just like poker when, you know, another card hits that you weren't expecting, and all of a sudden you go from 82-18 to, you know, 8%.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. No, I still feel pretty good about them.
Like
I think
you need a gut shot now.
I'd like to see the bats show me something, though. And that's the only thing is I wasn't worried about – I mean, I figured if today they can't hit – because Sonny Gray is eminently hittable now. He's pitching pretty well. But I'd like to see the bats wake up.
Yeah.
Because
that's been the disappointing
thing
so far.
Because I think you're getting a really good effort today out of McCullers.
Well, and especially the problematic is it's the same guys are hitting. Altuve's hitting.
Well, he's kind of cooled off a little bit here, but he wasn't going to keep hitting 500 either.
Right, but I mean...
But all your offense in this series has come from Altuve and Correa, basically.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Those two guys have sort of shouldered the load. It'd be nice to see someone else step up and get a big hit.
Like Marwin.
That would be nice. Be
so
Alex Bregman, who everyone is in love with.
Well, no, he had that 3-0 count, man. He drove that ball to short right field. No, he's been overmatched most of his at bats in the postseason, but he does have a couple home runs.
Yep, he's had some timely hits.
Yeah, I'll take that from him. If he hits a home run today, I'll take that.
All right.
You can't expect those guys. What's missing is the guy you don't expect to go off. That hasn't happened yet. Like Colby Rasmus 2 years ago.
Right.
Like that came out of nowhere. That's the guy you need. Like Todd Frazier last night. You're really expecting Todd Frazier to come up and hit a 3-run homer with his eyes closed off the ground? No. That's what you need. You need something like that. Yeah, it's funny because there's a pop-up for long way to run.
But it's good. Two outs.
Oh, got him. Double
three
play.
Outs. Well, that's sloppy base running, Mr. Yeah. Judge. That's not most valuable player-like base running, I got to say.
Man, Yankees have made a lot of mistakes this series in particular, base running. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, we talked about this yesterday, that Greg Bird sort of trotting around third on his way home. But I don't know how you've got to already be going back right now. I mean, that's poor base running, man.
Did he think that he started on second? Because he was just standing there on second base.
But it sure looked like that ball was going to get caught. It was going to be close.
Oh, he's safe.
He's safe, yeah. You got to review that.
Yep, he's safe. It's so close, though.
Well, his foot's blocked. No, he's on the base. He's safe.
Yeah.
He's completely safe.
It's still horrible base running, though.
Yeah, all he needed to do was tag the bag, though. He didn't need to tag Judge.
Yeah.
So that's,
well, it looked like he tried to do both.
Yeah.
Wait, did Yuri's foot hit first on the bag?
Yeah, no, it looked like Judge's foot, like his heel hit before Yuri's toe hit. Oh boy, that's sloppy base running,
Clayton. Yeah, all Bregman has done is hit two homers off of Mister. We got to go get him a sale. Yeah, Clayton.
How many more hits has he had?
One.
I mean, like I said, he's had some timely hits for sure.
Yeah. Look, it's okay if you guys love him, but you know, be realistic. I hope he hits a home run today.
That would be helpful.
But quit trying to sell me on the guy as a superstar. He's not there yet. Maybe someday.
No, he's a superstar, Fred. Well, you quit arguing.
They're saying he never touched second to go back.
Yeah, it looked like he passed up second base and then didn't touch second and went back. Right here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting.
So I guess it does not matter.
Well... Yeah, that's going to be an interesting call.
What else has he done besides hit two home runs? I'm just curious.
Strike out about 20 times.
Okay.
I'm talking about
Judge.
They're calling Judge safe.
Interesting. Did they not look at second?
I guess not. Bregman 6-for-27 in the series.
That's all-star stuff.
2.22 average.
Says, did you not get my chill out text? Do you not get sarcasm, Clayton? Apparently not.
But he did. I mean, those are big hits. He came through with timely hits.
It's called sarcasm. My God. How long have you been listening to the show? You ought to know this by now. We're sitting here being smartasses about stuff.
Boy, you know what's Marwin's numbers are so poor.
Yeah.
I mean, McCann has obviously been a train wreck. I'm just looking at these numbers now, the postseason stats. Marwin, well, McCann 2-for-22 with 6 strikeouts.
Oh, he never did touch second.
Wow. Marwin 3-for-24 with 8 strikeouts.
Hmm.
1 walk. That's rough.
And now he's going to be out.
He's going to be out.
Now yep. He's out.
There you go.
No.
Yeah. Didn't they ring him up?
It didn't look like it. They just said, nope, throw the ball back in. Let's play ball.
Well, can't you challenge that?
I don't know.
Oh, well, we'll let you know what happens when we come back.
On the radio broadcast, they're saying they're not doing it properly. And Chombi's going off. He's like, this is one of the stupidest rules in baseball.
Well, yeah, I don't like. Well, he's out of now anyway.
Oh, because so. He had to go back to second. That's why. All right, this. We're gonna have to sort.
Yeah,
this
Chombi
out.
Said this is the dumbest rule in baseball.
I don't understand what's happening here.
Because I guess Judge had to. I don't know. Judge had to go back to second or something because he didn't touch it, and he had to go back to first. I don't know.
I don't understand what's going on here.
But I think they rung him up.
Okay.
Well, Judge doesn't know what's going on.
Nobody does.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, he's out. Okay.
That was the weirdest out ever
that's
in baseball.
Weird yeah. sequence, man. All right.
We'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be
broken.
Never stop or hesitate.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN.
I'm sure you got that whole play figured out, right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I have no idea what happened.
Either way, Aaron Judge is out.
Yeah. And
it was horrible base running.
Well, I think when they did the appeal at second, they were supposed to tag Aaron Judge at first is what they were supposed to do. But then they tagged him coming back anyway.
Then they threw it to second base, and that's not going to work.
Just very strange. Because
there was no force at second base.
I've been watching baseball for a lot of years. I don't think I've seen that.
It's very confusing.
But already 2 outs, by the way, on the top of the 5th for the Astros, who suddenly have forgotten.
I didn't see pitcher's duel coming today.
Well, I didn't either. I thought McCullers would pitch well. I just thought they'd get to Sonny Gray.
Yeah. It's funny. I remember thinking, man, I wish the Astros would have gotten Sonny Gray. And obviously, I mean, Sonny Gray was not Justin Verlander, never has been, never will be, but so it ended up working out. And had they traded for Sonny Gray, they probably wouldn't have gotten Justin Verlander.
Right. They probably wouldn't have they would have had assets to trade, but you probably don't go do it.
So it worked out right, but man, wouldn't it have been weird. It ends up being weird that's the guy who you're going up against, a guy that most people thought you were the front runner to get.
Yeah. And from what I understand, that every time the rumors came up, the Astros was the first name that came up with him. But I think it worked out great for everybody. You know what? This is where McCann comes out of nowhere and hits a home run. This is my bold prediction.
Okay.
It's going to happen. Well, he might want to have gone ahead and swing the bat.
You have to.
He thought that was high. He's arguing now.
Oh, that's going to help his cause.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Especially since he's the pitcher.
Yeah. Well.
It was a little outside,
a little borderline.
Bit,
but I would have swung at that. Because then he could have hit a home run and I'd have been right. He's going to jack this one into the upper deck. This is my prediction. And here's the pitch. And he just struck
off.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I put this on him.
He's going to get thrown out of the game. Watch, because he's still arguing about that call.
Well, he was arguing about that one, too.
And he's got his hand on the guy's back. I don't like that. Just move on, bro.
I put this on him because he didn't swing the damn bat.
Yeah.
But both pitchers doing really well. Only one hit so far through 4.5. So, and of course, any binding updates available at sportsmap.com. Shameless plug. Man, I got a bunch of non-sports stuff. Do you think people care about it?
Probably.
But there is some other football news. Apparently, Trevor Siemian has a shoulder strain.
Okay.
And he's going to play through it.
It's his left shoulder.
Yeah.
I mean, tough enough,
I think
he'll
be okay. What do you think of that game between them and the Raiders? I don't know what to think of the Raiders
anymore. I don't either. Well, you know what? We did a radio tease about Aaron Rodgers, and then we didn't go back to it.
Oh, we did, didn't we? We should go back to it. We got
I feel time. Like that's poor form.
That's all right. We're distracted. We got a game going on.
Okay. Well, the last week, the Packers were the favorites in the NFC Conference and were the second favorite to win the Super Bowl. They were 5-1 to win the Super Bowl last week. 9-2 were the Patriots in the lead. So they were 4.5-1. The Packers were 5-1. Fast forward 1 week. Without Aaron Rodgers, the odds go from 5-1 to 16-1.
That's not what I thought you were going to talk about.
I'm not. The line from this Saints game.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to talk about.
Has moved 12 points in lieu of Aaron Rodgers being out. 12-point swing for one guy. And I honestly can't really argue with it. I mean, I don't see how. I mean, and you're talking about the Packers are almost a touchdown underdog at home. Oh, boy.
I actually like the Packers this week because, first off, yeah, that's a huge swing. And I think Aaron Rodgers is worth, basically another thing we talked about today, he's worth 10 points is what it amounts to, which RJ says is the most, makes him the most valuable player in the history of the NFL from a betting standpoint. Not necessarily the best, but the most valuable. But I think that here's the reason I like the Packers this week. Hundley got thrown into that game against a good defense. And wasn't quite, he hadn't had a chance to practice with the ones or any of that stuff. Nobody expected it. You could feel the air go out of that team. He's going to get a full week to practice. It's still the Saints defense. Everyone's got all excited because the Saints scored a bunch of points on defense last week.
Yeah.
They're still awful. I guarantee
you're not
you,
buying Saints.
No, I'm not buying Saints.
Interesting. Usually you're a buy Saints guy.
Not this time.
Okay.
Not this time.
Not so fast, my friend.
Nope. No, I think this is one of those good setups where you're getting great value on a team that's pretty damn good at home.
Yeah.
And they've had some success without Rodgers in the past.
What's that number get to, you think?
I think it's outside of a touchdown. And then I think I pounce like a cat.
Yeah, if it gets 7, I'm for sure on it. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Saints are obviously a hot team right now.
They are, but they're also overvalued because they just put up 52 in their own building. And
against the Lions.
Against the Lions, who are a good team, but also had a bunch of fluky turnovers there that got it. And Saints defense don't turn you over.
Yeah.
And so I think that the number's inflated because of that, and then there's a reaction to Rodgers. So I'm going to keep my eye on that, but I like Packer this week. I like Packer. Don't tell Joel Blank, because I want him to be depressed and feel hopeless because Rodgers is out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just...
I feel like they should be depressed and hopeless.
Yeah, they should be. But that doesn't mean they can't cover a touchdown against a bad defense at home with a quarterback that I think is better than people give credit for because we've only seen him for a half. And he didn't play very well. But it would have been hard to go in there and play well against that defense in that building with no prep. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm just giving my reasons why I like the Packers quite a bit. I could be wrong. I have been before, many times.
Yeah.
Almost as often as I'm right when it comes to this stuff. But, I think that's a game that intrigues me. But 10 points is just amazing.
That is. Hmm. Well, the thing I got says 12.
Well, 12, but part of that is built in because of the injuries on the offensive line and in the secondary.
Okay.
And RJ's estimation is that Rodgers is worth 10.5 of those points, basically. 10 to 10.5.
Okay. Which, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, because I think the most before that would have been Peyton Manning, who would have been a 9.
Yeah.
So, and it goes to the importance to the team. But they've also trotted Matt Flynn's out there and won games against good teams. So we shall see.
It's doable.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll let you know. Brooke says, hey, ask AJ about the last few times he bet against the Saints. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like 2-2 against the Saints.
Like 500.
Yeah, they're your favorite team. I get it. It doesn't mean that they're, you know, some. They're like the best. Yeah, they're the best third place team in the league. Congratulations.
Oh, all right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. When your back's against the wall out there, just know you're not alone. Because for every wild-eyed hippie who don't like what you do.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN97.5.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, Jacksonville, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. Lance McCullers, I just said, if you could get five strong innings out of him, you'd be happy. Five innings, one hit, two walks. Wow. No runs.
How many pitches thrown?
He's thrown 66 pitches.
So he might pitch another inning.
That's like a career low for him.
It really is.
Yeah. Throw five.
I mean, even when McCullers is on,
he's usually throwing 80, 90 pitches.
It's usually five innings, and that's kind of it.
Problem is, Sonny Gray's been even better. One hit, one walk, four strikeouts, but he's thrown 76 pitches.
Well, now you're running into the bullpen issue where the Yankees have you severely outmatched.
Yeah.
Well, this goes back to the, you know, Randy Johnson's great. Kevin Brown was a little bit better.
Yep.
That year.
Yep.
I mean, all you can do is throw your best and hope that their guys are a little worse, or hope that your guys can hit.
Yeah. Some point,
somebody's got to step up and get a big hit for this team.
Yeah. All right, I have the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, a British mother has been left speechless after her children's school banned pupils from wearing Halloween costumes over fears they could be found, quote, culturally offensive.
Okay.
The unnamed woman said the primary school banned the annual Halloween disco because some families were apparently offended by the witches and wizards costumes on display.
Oh, Lordy.
Are you bleeping kidding me? Parents are offended and... basically, they went on and just asked, this is a case of political correctness gone mad, which I agree. But, yeah, this is
my wife.
No more witches and wizards.
My wife grew up in a extremely conservative Christian household. And that's why, I mean, she's obviously... I mean, she lives with me, so things are different now.
Yeah, it's kind of, there's some balance there.
But when she was a kid, she wasn't allowed to watch the Smurfs because there was a wizard on the show. Like, that's how hardcore it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's, people are sensitive to weird things.
Well, I'm pro-wizard.
You're four.
Especially the Washington team.
Right.
I am very much pro-witch.
Favorite wizard? John Wall? Otto Porter? Bradley Beal?
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. No, Voldemort.
Hermione. Oh, yeah.
You know me. I'm a Voldemort guy. He was misunderstood, man.
That's going to be my new thing. When someone asks me who my favorite wizard is, I'm going to say Otto Porter.
John Wall's a good guess.
Yeah. I mean, you've been high on Otto Porter for a while.
I have been. Yeah. And higher on him than I am on Harry Potter. I've never read a Harry Potter book.
Hey,
so.
Harry Potter can sink the three, man.
Harry Potter's garbage from outside.
Oh,
and
stop. Stop.
And he can't create his own shot. He's a one-trick pony.
I got to tell you, your assessment of him is just way off. You just don't like white point guards. That's what it is.
What's the game they play in that in Harry Potter?
Quidditch. He was a Quidditch god. Oh, he caught the snitch.
He is better at Quidditch than Otto Porter.
But Quidditch has a hoop that you put the ball through.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. And he was strong from distance, huh?
Yes. He was up close.
He's the Steph Curry of Quidditch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I stand corrected then.
Yeah. Or Kevin Durant. Take your pick. Nah, he's a LeBron James of Quidditch. Because he took that team on his back.
He's clearly not physical enough
for
that.
He took that team on his back. He had garbage around him. Hermione was on his team.
Hermione was, I don't even know what that means, but
if you did, then that would be the equivalent of Anderson Varejão on your team.
Okay, well, Hermione is not that good, and maybe he just needs more practice. But
She.
Oh.
He had a chick on his team.
That's Emma Watson's character.
Well, that's not even fair.
I know.
It's not a fair comparison.
Yeah, it is.
Now you're sexist.
Now I'm a sexist. My favorite. I'm against wizard women.
Witches.
Is that what they call them?
I guess. I don't know.
No, I think.
They're all wizards?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're not considered witches in Harry Potter. Now, the Red Witch was indeed a witch. That's a real witch. I'm down with that. You know the opinions of her. I don't know how we got on this. That was your Zad Eye Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zad Eye Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, Drunk Bevo pointed out that Hermione wasn't on the Quidditch team. Ron played keeper. Ron was awful, too. That's the problem. Ron was Anderson Varejão.
No girls on the team?
No, there were girls on the team, but it wasn't Hermione. What was that? What was the girl on the team?
I have no idea.
I haven't watched that particular movie or read that book in 10 years, probably.
All right.
So I'm old and I drink a lot. I made a mistake. Hermione was not on the team.
Are you sure Hermione's a girl?
Yes.
Okay, that's official.
Yeah, we do know that. So she was a spectator.
She was a cheerleader?
Yeah, pretty much. Now I've brought out all the Harry Potter nerds. Somebody can tell me what the girl was on that team. Because I know there was a girl on that team.
Okay.
But I do know he caught the snitch.
Snitches get stitches.
Well, if you capture the snitch, you win.
Oh.
So it's kind of like, this is what the Rockets need. This is how you can beat the Warriors. Okay, I'm going to give you your key to the Rockets.
I almost asked you a question about, and I don't care.
No, I'm going to tell you how the Rockets can beat the Warriors.
I don't want to talk about that game anymore.
Because you can be down 30 to nothing, 30 points. It can be 130 to 100. But if you capture the snitch, you automatically win.
Okay.
So if they could capture the snitch four times in a series,
I hate this conversation so much. I hate it.
I'm seeing Angela Johnson was the girl on the team.
Okay.
That seems like a lame name, just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, we take a call. Soccer Bilal's on the line.
He wants to talk about stupid sports.
I'm sure.
Sports and Quidditch, gentlemen.
Well, hello, Soccer Bilal.
Hello. I want to clarify. It was actually Ginny Weasley that was on the team who played vice captain and then later became Harry's wife.
She was that little redhead goof, right?
Yeah.
She was terrible at Quidditch.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. That's a different show, the redhead.
But she wasn't a witch in Game of Thrones.
Oh, well, I don't know.
This is maybe the worst.
She was the last of the Weasley children.
Okay, well, good. Thoughts and prayers to her family.
Thanks, Soccer Bowl.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. It's so stupid.
You hate this because you've never seen
really,
any of this,
like,
and you know nothing about it.
I don't. I think it's like the dumbest thing in the world.
Well, they're pulling Sonny Gray, by the way. He put on men on first and second, no outs.
Who's up?
It is...
Robertson?
No. Altuve.
Ooh. Oh,
David Robertson's coming
up. Oh, yeah. But Altuve
I was wanting to know who was going to bat.
Well, they're in a good spot then.
I'm sure Altuve would be pretty good at Quidditch. Shifty little thing.
Stop.
Stop. No more Quidditch. I'm sorry I started this.
Yeah. Also, I think it's racist to call people shifty.
Why?
It just
small.
Is. It just is.
It's I
need you to apologize.
Yeah, it's anti-little person, John, which you should be offended by because you're a little person.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about man centers. I love these reads. It's not uncomfortable for me at all to talk about these things. You know, you shouldn't be uncomfortable to call man centers. If you notice any of the following symptoms, you might have a urinary infection or a prostate infection. It's possible. If it's taking you a little longer to get started to pee, if your stream's weaker than normal, if you see two streams instead of one, or you're not emptying completely, you've got a dribble, or if you're getting up multiple times at night to use the restroom, you may have a urinary infection. And the doctors at Man Centers will identify the type of bacteria causing the infection and identify the correct antibiotics to specifically treat you. These are experts in male urology over at Man Centers. Women have OBGYNs, men have Man Centers. And for the month of October, Man Centers is offering free full male wellness checkups to all new patients. That's $150 value, so you've got no excuse. Set up your free male wellness checkup now at any of their three locations, Houston at I-10 and Campbell, Pearland right off 288, and in Tomball on Tomball Parkway. Go to mancenters.com to book your appointment today. That's mancenters, mancenters.com.